We're continuing today in our Pirkei Avos series in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 12, the Mishnah that contains the teaching of Rabbi Yishmael. So we spoke last time a little bit about the background of Rabbi Yishmael, the tumultuous nature of his childhood, growing up in Roman captivity, the tragic circle of events, losing two of his own children in Roman captivity. But yet, despite all of that, Rabbi Yishmael keeping an incredibly profound and strong, confident, optimistic approach to life. Ultimately, despite all of his personal and familial tragedy, being able to be an incredible leader with vision, with optimism, with an incredible sense of resolve. So today, Meretz Hashem, will get a little bit more into the teaching of the Mishnah and spend the next couple of shiurim looking at different approaches to understanding Rabbi Shmuel's teaching. So again, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Havikal Rosh, Venoach Letishchores, Vahavi Mekabalas Kala Adam Besimcha. So the way we're translating this for now is literally be yielding to a superior, Noach Letishchores, pleasant to the young, Vahavi Mekabalas Kala Adam Besimcha, and receive every person with a state of happiness. So for today, I'd like to share with you an approach on this Mishnah that's really based on Rashi and Reb Moshe Al Shaker. So Rashi says, and this is on the in the source sheets on number 6, Havikal Rosh, Betchila sha'ata bocher, havikal keneged borecha la'asos ritzono, vegam bezignuso, bezignuscha, tehei noach lo, tishchores. Lashon zikna. This is actually quite beautiful. Rashi HaKadosh says, havikal l'rosh means, he understands rosh to mean youth, the beginning of life. That's when a person is at the rosh, and a person is at the beginning of the life, havikal. Go ahead and literally use your kohos, use your strength, use your abilities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The havikal is almost as if like be light on your feet. A zrizos, a certain sense of zeal or alacrity in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is capitalize on youth. In our youth is when we have our vigor, in our youth is when we have our vitality, we have our strength. Use that vitality, use that strength, use that vigor, and ultimately use it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that so many times in life, when we have the kohos, when we have the abilities, the energies, and the wherewithal, we often allow it to be scattered and dispersed by using it in ways that do not yield fruit. Def Rabbi Shmuel is telling us, in your youth, take advantage of those kohos and use them for positive spiritual means and ends. Use them, use those kohos, use those abilities to accomplish great things. But lest you think that the time for accomplishment is only in your youth. Therefore, the Mishnah also says, v'havi noach l'tishchores. Literally, again, v'gam b'ziknuscha tehei noach lo. Even when you're old, make sure that your actions are pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands that tishchores, which he understands to mean darkness, refers to the darker, the twilight, the latter years of life. That even if a person has or has not capitalized on their youth, there is still the ability to accomplish great things even in tishchores, even in the latter years. No matter how young or how old you are, there is always the opportunity and the ability to accomplish. So according to Rashi HaKadosh, really, Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us an incredible lesson. Number one, capitalize on the strength, vigor, and vitality of youth. Number two, even if you did not capitalize on youth, make sure to capitalize on your twilight years, even in the tishchores, even in the dark, what he calls darker times, but not darker because it's negative or turbulent, but darker just because the twilight of life. Even if for some reason the youth of life passed me by, have noach l'tishchores. Live a life that is pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live a life that is meaningful, live a life that is uplifting and redemptive, even in tishchores, even in the twilight years. And along those same lines, Rabbi Lau quotes from Rav Moshe Al Shaker. This is in source number 7. And Rav Moshe Al Shaker is telling us, Rav Moshe Al Shaker, his beer is different. Mishnah Derech Hadrash. Have a kalurosh. Heye zoriz v'charutz ba'asiyas ritzon baracha. So interestingly enough, the Rav Moshe Al Shaker, although he seems to say something very similar to Rashi, understands it a little bit differently. Whereas Rashi understands that Rosh means the beginning of life, youth, Rav Moshe Al Shaker understands the Rosh, the head, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havikal L'Rosh. When you serve God, don't just go through the mechanistic motions, but rather go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kalos, with a lightness on your feet, with zrizos. According to Ramosh al-Shakr, so he says, Shechein l'rosh, the word l'rosh, he says, is a mnemonic. Kereshe tebos, la'asos ritzon avicha shabashamayim. Quite beautifully, the word l'rosh, he says, is a mnemonic to fulfill the will of your Father in heaven. Bekach romzim divrei bishmol divrei Yehuda ben Tema, havekal kenesh la'asos ritzon avicha shabashamayim. So according to the approach of Moshe al-Shakr, although similar to Rashi, somewhat different, Moshe al-Shakr is saying that Bishmol is teaching us that in the service of God, it's not just enough to get the job done. It's not just enough to check off the box that one has fulfilled. Rather, again, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one must make sure to recognize that it's not just what you do, but it's how you do it. The service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should include zrizus, should include excitement, should include zeal. And the truth is, if we think about it, in this respect, a relationship with God is really no different. Is really no different than any life relationship. That we know, again, for successful shalom bayis. So if a person goes ahead and quote-unquote takes care of their husband or wife duties, whatever those that may be, I take care of my responsibilities, but I don't do it with a sense of zrizus, I don't do it with a sense of zeal, a sense of happiness. So ultimately, again, even though I've fulfilled the mechanistic duties and mechanistic details, the relationship will not thrive. Like lahavdil, if I go ahead and I purchase my wife an anniversary present, but I go ahead, I come home and I just throw it on the table and walk out, the present might be very beautiful and the present itself might be exceptionally expensive, but if that present is not delivered in the appropriate way, then the inherent value or cost of it becomes absolutely irrelevant. Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us the same yesod, that very often we think that the metric for successful Judaism is, have I fulfilled my obligations? And there is no question that part of the yesod of being a good Jew is being a good soldier and following orders and directives. But Rav Moshe Lashakar is teaching us something so much more, that Rav Moshe doesn't just look for what we do, but he looks for how we do it. Do we do it with love? Do we do it with zeal? Do we do it with excitement? Because ultimately, that is the true barometer for how we feel about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how important this relationship is for us. Havekal l'rosh. When you're living a life of l'rosh, la'asos ritzon avicha shabashamayim, make sure it's kal. Make sure it's with zeal, it's with excitement. Make sure that my actions don't just fulfill a mechanistic obligation, but rather emote a feeling of love, connection, and connectedness. In a second, or I should say a third approach in this Mishnah, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the truth is Rav Shmuel Uzida, all seem to highlight a profound dynamic. Rashi quotes, this is in number 8 on the sheets, V'yish omrim kal l'rosh, l'rashe ha'ir v'shofteha, shelo tisgo'e kenegdam elatavdeim utekabel pneihem. V'noach l'tishchores, zeo gizbar. Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, both understand that this idea of a kal l'rosh, literally be yielding to the rosh, to the head, and be yielding to a superior, pleasant to the young, means the ability to accept authority. That recognize that if there are others who are in positions of authority, don't always be the kind of person who bucks the system. Don't always be the kind of person, ultimately, again, who can never yield to the will of others. Rather, there are times in life where we have to learn the art of accepting the authority and sometimes even the societal superiority of the other. Know how to yield, because those who can't accept authority ultimately, again, have a difficult task of acclimating in greater society. Along those same lines, this is where the true profundity of this comes out. Now, the truth is, now that we know the background to Rabbi Shmuel, you begin to understand that Rabbi Shmuel teaches us about the need to accept authority. This is not just simply a statement made in a vacuum, but rather, again, Rabbi Shmuel, being a great rabbinic sage who himself spent some of his childhood living in Rome, in a Roman prison, sees his own children die in Roman captivity, and I'm sure throughout his life had to deal with the Roman government, is also teaching the Jew how to navigate in the diaspora. That sometimes in those moments, when we don't have complete autonomy, yes, we have to learn to yield to the other. But the unspoken part of Rabbi Shmuel's lesson is the following. That even in those moments when we have to yield to the laws of others, to the rules of others, to the societies of others, so nothing could ever dominate the soul of the Jew. The soul of the Jew is always free. The soul of the Jew is always able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The soul of the Jew is always able to exist on a plane where the only master I answer to is the Ribono Shel Olam. And Rabbi Shmuel was the personification of that. Rabbi Shmuel, again, remember back to the story that we talked about in last year, when the great sage Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya goes to the prison and ultimately wants to see who this little boy is, and Rabbi Shmuel himself justifies the acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the punishments upon Klal Yisrael, and Rabbi Shmuel understands, or Rabbi Shmuel as a young child, Yishmael as a young child says that ultimately we have to introspect, we have to ask ourselves why this happened. Rabbi Shmuel was demonstrating a certain level of spiritual freedom even in the midst of physical incarceration. And in this respect, Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, my dear fellow Jews who are undergoing the galus, havikal rosh v'noach l'tishchores. There are times in life, and how prophetic Rabbi Shmuel's words were, there are times in life where the Jew is going to have to live in a society that is not his own, in a world that is not his own. But even in those times when you have to be yielding and pleasant, and you have to give in to the rules, to the laws, to the constructs of a foreign society, number one, do so. You have to learn how to live within the laws of the land. You have to learn how to live within the framework of the land. But just always remember that even when greater society imposes its requirements and realities upon you, there is one part of your life that is unregulated, so to speak. There is one part of your life that no one can touch. There is one part of your life that you have complete control over, and that's your neshama. That's your soul. Who you choose to be, the kind of person you choose to be, the type of midos you choose to have, that only you and only you have the ability to control. That relationship with my neshama is something that is between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as such, even if I'm the Jew living under a despotic government, even if I'm the Jew constrained by greater laws of a society from which I feel so separate and disenfranchised from. Remember, this is Rabbi Shmuel speaking about the Gentile Roman government. Nevertheless, don't think you've lost all your control. Don't think you've lost all your autonomy. You have to follow the rules. You have to be a good citizen. But at the end of the day, the quality of your neshama, the quality of your spiritual life is up to you and you alone. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will continue tomorrow with this same Mishnah. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.